Welcome back to It's Debatable Podcast with Doug and Shram.
Welcome to It's Debatable, the show where we debate everything and everything just for the sake of arguing. Today, we have a special, special situation for you today. We have Jamie arguing against Shram with a guest judge, even though he's not a guest, Doug Dietzel.
Hi, I'm happy to be in this different chair.
Yeah, it's different, isn't it?
It's exciting. At least I can lock eyes with you the whole time.
Yeah, right across.
Yeah. So how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good. And that's the voice of Jeff. He didn't even introduce. He's that one. He's that kind of guy.
I'm not selfish.
Yeah, he didn't say like, you know, I usually mention my name first. But yeah. So how's everybody doing?
This is weird. I mean, I'm used to looking at Jeff, but now I'm looking at Shram.
Feels good, doesn't it?
I don't know. I might want to go back to looking at Jeff.
Yeah, there we go. That's what I was saying. What's a better picture?
Why wait? Let's just dive right into it. As a judge, I think this is going to be a great one to do. Which is less acceptable as an adult? Watching wrestling?
I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it! I mean...
Or playing video games.
Yeah, it's just like going to other worlds, you know, like other dimensions where you aren't rejected all the time. I don't know, like other worlds where your dad still sees you as his own. Maybe I'm not Mark, who works at Arby's. Maybe I'm Onyx, the fortuitous, slayer of the bright realm. I don't know.
Who wants to start it off?
I'll start it off.
Okay.
So I think definitely wrestling is less acceptable. First of all, you know, it's like watching a soap opera. It's fake. You're an adult watching fake stuff daily. It's like Halloween, you know, 7 days a week. You know, you go to these wrestling events. You're more adults than kids there. You have no, I mean, the type of people that go there, it's usually drinking and just obnoxious people. You're an adult. I mean, there's, you know, you're not learning anything there. It's really a soap opera for 7 days a week, especially if you're a man. I mean, I don't know how many men watch soap operas, but it's like cosplay 7 days a week. I mean, I think it's lame. And I think, you know, video games is something that's, number one, you don't have to spend, you know, $75 to go watch a match. You can do it in your own room. You can bond with your family. You can learn things. There's a lot of things you can do with video games. There's so many different types of video games. But wrestling, it's ridiculous. That's all I gotta say.
Wow, that was a snooze fest. So here's the thing. Wrestling isn't 7 days a week. Anybody who knows wrestling knows it's only on a couple days a week. And first and foremost, you watch movies, correct, don't you?
Yeah, but we're not debating movies.
No. I'm saying, because the point I'm trying to make is, if you watch a dramatic movie or a dramatic show or a comedy or anything like that, that's what wrestling does. It's entertainment. Movies are entertainment. Music is entertainment. It's entertainment. The reason why it's less acceptable to play video games is because it's more time consuming. I mean, you might spend one night a week watching a Monday Night Raw or, you know, watch a pay-per-view once a month. But when you get really, really into video games, especially as a man who has a family maybe and children, and you get sucked into like GTA 5 for like 5, 6, 7, 8 hours at a time, now you're neglecting the responsibilities that you have as an adult. That's not acceptable. People go, hey man, did you go to your kid's dance recital last night? No, I didn't, because I was on a horse playing Red Dead Redemption. Everyone's going to look at you like, what the fuck, man? Like, that's not good. Or, what did you last night? Me and my son, we hung out. We turned on Monday Night Raw. He loves Stone Cold Steve Austin. He made a guest appearance, or he loves The New Day, or whatever the case may be. And we bonded. We had a good time. It was thoroughly enjoyable. It's entertainment. Soap opera or not, whatever the case may be, it's just like watching a movie, it's just like anything like that. But if you spend a majority of your time neglecting your responsibilities as an adult by playing video games, then that's obviously more not accepted.
Well, I like to say something, and you compared it to movies, but, you know, when I go to the movie theater, I'm not dressed up as the characters in a movie. So, you know, you got these adults that are dressed up as Sting, dressed up as The Undertaker. You know, don't compare it to movies. And video games, you know what? Bonding with my son. I mean, I play Call of Duty with my son. I play Mario Kart with my son. I'll play, my wife will play. Not too many wives like wrestling. So, you know, a lot of times you go in there for yourself. And even if you bring your son there, you know, you're not focusing on yourself.
That's not true. Your wife might not like wrestling, but this is actually great. I literally just went to a wrestling event at the Barclays Center on Tuesday night, and I saw plenty of families there with their wives. Wives even more into it than what the case may be. Plus, you may not dress up as in a movie, but, you know, Avengers is coming out in a couple weeks. Star Wars is coming out in December. How many times have you seen people at the movies dressed up in cosplay costumes? They literally have comic.
I've never seen that.
Actually, can I have a question? Do you go to comic book conventions?
I've been there, yeah.
Okay, so people dress up all the time as Power Rangers.
No, it's only once a year. Yeah, so it's not all the time.
But you know what I mean? It's the same thing. So you pay money.
They probably watch wrestling.
You pay money to go to an event where people dress up and act like something that they're not, just the way they do when they go to a wrestling event. So how can one thing be just as entertaining and the other thing not be?
Because I'm not going there to actually see the people dressed up. I actually got Ralph Macchio's autograph when I went there one time. I got Hulk Hogan's autograph one time. So I go there to see the celebrities, yeah. Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan. But I'm not paying $75 to go watch him, you know, dance around a ring, you know. And by the way, he wasn't a good wrestler. You know, he might have been a champ, but, you know, regardless. No, I think that, again, when my son... We play video games. My wife will watch, and it's learning aspects of video games. I mean, if you don't know how to read, there's an Elmo game that teaches how to read. I mean, you're not learning anything at wrestling.
That's not true. If your kid's watching wrestling, I mean, since wrestling was incepted, it's good guy versus bad guy.
It's also guy hitting woman and woman hitting guy.
You literally just said that you got Hulk Hogan's autograph.
Let's not get too ahead of ourselves.
Say your prayers and eat your vitamins. That's not teaching anything?
No, we only went there because we liked The Nanny, the movie.
Huh?
The Nanny. He's in The Nanny.
Oh, yeah. Suburban Commando is another great movie that he's in.
It is.
But you say wrestling doesn't teach anything. Here's a guy who spent the entire 1980s
teaching
that. We're
talking about movies. We're not talking about wrestling.
Okay, guys. Let's not talk about those times that Hulk Hogan was snubbed for the Oscars. Okay? And I'm going to be honest. I used to love wrestling. I used to love playing video games. And cosplay people, no matter what it is, are fucking weird. Like, that is just ridiculous. Very. When you go to an opening movie, we saw Pirates of the Caribbean. Jeff was there. People were all dressed like pirates. Kind of really,
I was one of them.
Yeah, I question you because of that every day. So my first question is: so people like to, you know, people like to imitate things that they see. Now, is there anything when you're playing video games or you're watching wrestling? Is there any harm in imitating it? Can something bad happen?
Absolutely. Think about all the most popular video games that are out right now. They're extremely violent. You play Call of Duty. It's machine guns. It's warfare. It's literally polluting the brains of children to the point where, listen, I don't want to associate the two, but we all know what happens, you know, almost every other day at this point, you know, in society. And a lot of that is a generation that was brought up on some of the most violent video games that we've ever seen. GTA literally teaches to steal, kill, get hookers, all that other stuff. It's just absolutely ridiculous. You know, again, wrestling is a violent sport in its own, but there's a good guy and there's a bad guy. And it teaches you, you know, listen, at the end of every wrestling storyline, mostly the good guy wins. And that really instills a lot of good stuff. So,
all right. So you just said bad guy and good guy. That's at every video game. Every video game has the good guy, has the bad guy. And again, not every video game is violent. There are plenty of video games that are not violent. But again, back to wrestling, it does teach you a lot of things. Teach you how to hit a woman. Teaches how to drink beer in a ring. It teaches you how to pull off a shirt to try to get a bra and panty match. It teaches you how to treat people in a negative way. It teaches you people to put on a stretcher and slam in through tables. It teaches you violence. It teaches you a lot of good things that you want to teach your children. So I definitely think it's a good learning experience when you go to wrestling matches.
Now, listen, I would never want my child to, you know, hit a woman or do anything like that. And because they chose the profession that they chose, they sign up for these matches. There's women tag team champions. There's the women's champion. You know what that does for women? The power that instills? For the first time ever at WrestleMania this year, women were the main event at WrestleMania. There's been 35 WrestleManias, and women were the main event.
So they were the main actor in that show?
They were the last match on, and you know what that does for a young kid? A young kid's mind to be able to look at that and go, wow, that could be me one day. I could be WrestleMania. You're never going to look into a freaking video game and go, wow, that could be me one day. I could ride my pony off into the sunset and, you know, steal a stagecoach, or, you know, I'll be Modern Warfare 3. It's not the same. It's so empowering to see something like that.
You mean like Lara Croft? Like when they look at Lara Croft and as a hero that's like taking on all these men that treated her poorly, who's, you know, able to...
So you just pigeonholed yourself because...
How did I pigeonhole myself?
Because you just said that wrestling objectifies women, and the Tomb Raider that came out was totally an objection of a woman, you know, trying to make her the sexy one that goes to the tombs. Angelina Jolie was freaking Lara Croft for how many
movies?
First of
all, I don't find cartoon characters sexy. I mean, so I don't know what you're talking about, but she's how is it objectifying her? She is.
No, you told me Jessica Rabbit back in the day. I remember you told me from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. You're
getting creepy.
But okay, all right. So we have the technology here in the studio that we record in. There's actually, you're able to airplay and be able to send in.
Hold on. Is that Tomb Raider, the video game? That says full lingerie mode.
Again,
full lingerie. So you can play this video game. This is good. You play this with your son?
So,
full lingerie mode?
You ever take your children to a bra and panty match where the idea is to rip off their shirts and pants? Same difference. So, and you know what? And I want to bring this up because I remember reading about this a couple of years ago. I think it was about 7-8 years ago. There was a case at a workplace where two people were watching like a wrestling match. And I think they were watching like The Rock or something. And someone else that was very obsessive about wrestling just started getting really upset about it. And now this is a workplace, you know, and they got so upset that those two people didn't talk for a while, didn't talk for a long time until that person actually went to the men's bathroom and apologized for overreacting. So wrestling teaches people to have a short temper, to make a big deal out of small little things. I mean, this is the news. I mean, this is going on in the world. So, you know,
I'm pretty sure that person who probably loves to play video games only acted the way that he acted is because he thought he ruled the world. When you run around as a fake character in a video game and think you could do anything that you want to do and be anybody that you want to be and act any way that you want, there's no regard, there's no self-awareness when you might be actually just a pain in the ass.
Yeah, but you're assuming that's the person. I don't see any studies on that. I just remember
hearing sometimes when people are pain in the asses, it happens, you know? And then wrestling can teach somebody to be the bigger person and let the pride go.
Okay. You guys can probably battle, and it's great. I love it. Because we had the technology before Shrem jumped ahead of me, we have the technology to airplay and send things to a TV that we're debating right near in the studio we're at. And one of our buddies was sitting on the couch, Judge Eric. He sent up, there was an article, there's actually no correlation that scientists say between committing acts of violence from watching video games. There it is. There's no link between violent video games and aggression in teenagers.
You know, and also it teaches hand-eye coordination. You know, it teaches a lot of things. And I think it's the same thing with these old folks that are saying that music also, you know, makes kids aggressive. It's not. It's how you're raising these kids. But when you're watching real people slap people around, it's a little different. Video games, you know, so Mario throws a banana peel on the floor and Bowser, you know, spins out. It's a cartoon. You're talking about adults hitting each other. That's a little different.
Well, one thing, if I could just, you know.
Yeah, Jeff.
One thing I did notice was through this this last WrestleMania, they did have on ESPN, they interviewed all three women, which was weird when you wake up and you see all three women for WWE on ESPN. Like, you don't really, they just mention WrestleMania and they move on. All three were interviewed. So to me, they're athletes, correct?
No, they are.
They're athletes.
It's so sports entertainment.
Entertainment. It's just something I wanted to point out because as we're sitting here talking about, we're just saying actors or this or that. They are athletes.
Yeah, but the debate's not whether they're an athlete or not. I never deny they're not an athlete. But, you know, there's a lot of athletes that also play video games. Look at all the football players that play, you know, Madden. So
Ocho Cinco. I get what you're saying.
So
I just wanted
that's a different debate.
Can we go to the next question?
Sure.
Or is it it better be good?
No, I'm good.
So it wasn't good. So, you guys are obviously married. Let's say you're single right now. Let's say you're going on a date. How do you let your date know? You're a few dates in. She's telling you, I love horseback riding. I love crocheting. I love playing croquet. How do you break the news that you're into this,
all right,
your hobby?
I'll get into it right now. So, you know, just take out Wii Bowling. I mean, a lot of women like Wii Bowling. It's a simple game. It's like going to the bowling alley, but you're playing bowling. And then eventually you move up in the world and, you know, go a little heavier games. But you know what? I start off simple and do like a sports, you know, game. Not to mention, if you are single, you can meet a lot of women online who also play video games. And I actually know someone that met his wife playing video games. They might sit in different rooms when they play, but they met each other. So you can meet a lot of people and make a lot of friends online.
Some say Wii Bowling is the gateway game.
I believe it.
Trim?
There's a lot of women who enjoy wrestling too, so sharing common interest is easy. I mean, he says if you meet people online that play video games, you can meet people online that like wrestling too. Here's the thing. He said it earlier. Wrestling is kind of like a soap opera.
No, I'm saying when you're on your date, how do you break the news?
This is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
So he said he'd start off with Wii Bowling, but you know, you turn on an episode of Monday Night Raw or whatever the case may be, and basically what happens is they get sucked into the storyline. Women love soap operas. They talk about One Life to Live, General Hospital, all that other good stuff, and they get sucked in the storyline. All of a sudden, they get involved in it. They get enthralled in it. You know, they go, hey, what's going to happen next week? What's going to go on? So it's the easy and like the way he said, but it's like watching a movie. You know, you invite someone over to Netflix and chill, And said, sometimes you turn Netflix off and you suck them into the wrestling storyline.
So you would just pop it on. You wouldn't like brief them on it, be like, hey, I'm going to put on, hey, like, watch your
channel. You're channel surfing, you pop it on. And
when do you show them the belt that you own?
I don't own a belt. And actually, I want to go on record on this. I just went to the Barclays Center Tuesday night, and I haven't been to a wrestling event in way over 10 years. We took my little brother, and I was actually blown away about the amount of people that actually owned real wrestling belts that they brought to the arena with them. But hey, if that's how you enjoy yourself and have fun, it is what it is.
How old are you?
32.
When did you get married?
32.
I've been playing video games, and I got married at 24. So I was able to meet women a lot earlier than 32.
Do you act, what, did I just meet my wife and marry her the next day?
I'm just saying, but I got married at 24.
I met my wife at 32 and married her the next day. There was no build up.
Well, she was probably saying, that's like, cool. I don't know. She's probably debating whether she can deal with someone who's watching wrestling all the time.
But she should have brought it to this show.
She should have. So, which of the two that you can actually learn from? So, you're watching wrestling, you're playing video games. Which one you can actually take some of what you're soaking in? Like, what can you use in real life?
Well, it goes back to Hulk Hogan, an autograph that Jamie sought to have. Literally has Hulk Hogan's autograph admitted himself. Let's say it's the 80s and he's out there being the good guy and he's fighting all the bad guys and he's teaching, you know, respect, vitamins, say your prayers, do all that. That's something you could take with you. You find yourself in a situation and you're like, damn, like WWHD, what would Hulk do? And you try to mimic your life after that, you know, it instills people. You see anything on the TV and it gets into your brain. I don't care who you are, you know, it affects decisions. And that's been going on for how many years? You know, it doesn't have to be Hulk Hogan. It could be the next good guy that comes along. That's the thing about wrestling. It keeps going and going and going. Whereas where it'd be for video games, you know, you're not really instilling anything. Like you might, hey, you could play a memory game and be like, my memory got really well because I did Tetris for fucking 5 hours. But that goes back to the whole point of this debate. If you play a video game for that long, for all that time, you're neglecting other responsibilities as an adult. It'd be different if you're a kid watching wrestling or a kid playing video games. But if you're spending that much time doing it, there's other productive things that you could be doing and should be doing in that time.
All right. I also think, and I want to start with wrestling, but it also teaches you how to have sex tapes, how to use steroids to, you know, enhance your ability, and domestic abuse. But that teaches you a lot of those things. When it comes to video games, like I said before, I mean, there are games that, you know, there's adults that can't read. And, you know, you want that Elmo game that teaches you the letters of the alphabet and teaches you how to read. You know, you're not going to get that in wrestling. It also teaches you, you know, people that have fine motor skills issues with their fingers and they can't use, you know, they need occupational therapy. They can use their hands on the video controller, and it works the muscles in the fingers that they can't get anywhere else. And like I said, if you are a loner at school and you don't have a lot of friends, there's a lot of online play that you can meet people every single day, and you can talk to them. And even though you can't see them in person, you have friends all the time.
I don't want to hear that because it's 2019 and there's so many different forums and things, Reddit, all that other stuff, where you could find this specific thing that you like that if you don't have anybody else to talk to about it, you could find it. You know, you could find the forums about wrestling and find people to talk to and have friends, you know, the way that he would put it. But also, he keeps bringing up using muscles in the...
No, I said steroids, not muscles.
No. You said muscles you don't usually use playing video games.
It's called fine motor skills.
All that other stuff. Use your thumbs and all that. As a kid, if you're watching wrestling and you see guys in, like, you know, top physical condition, or women, if you're a girl watching it too, that might motivate you in its own. People might look at it and be like, damn, you know, like, I want to be in shape. I want to be healthy. You might never be as big as Hulk Hogan. But the thing is you could look at that and subconsciously go, I want to be a better person. I want to be healthy.
Was there a steroid controversy, though, with the wrestling? With Hulk Hogan era?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's part of, listen, that's the profession that they want to say. That's part of the entertainment. It is what it is.
Steroids is part of the entertainment? Steroids is part of the entertainment?
If you're going to be a wrestler and you chose you want to get that big, bodybuilding's part of it.
So you're promoting steroids with children that are looking up to wrestlers. You're promoting.
No, I'm not.
You are. You're
and actually, if you knew a thing about it.
I don't. That's why I don't watch wrestling.
Here's the thing. The thing with Chris Benoit back in the day.
Yeah.
It's
the one that killed himself?
Past banned because there was a big problem. And luckily, people can learn from that.
Okay.
Wow. There's a lot to take in. Jeff, is there anything off the top of your dome that you have question-wise? I'm ready to hear closing arguments. I'm 50-50. This is really good.
I don't have any questions. I just have, you know, I watched wrestling growing up. I didn't have any problem with women at all.
Getting them or hitting them?
Getting them. Or hitting them.
That's good.
Ouch. Either.
And you played video games.
And I played video games.
So that you just nullified both of them.
And I had no problem with women.
So you're 50-50 on this too. So we're in the same boat. So we have to hear closing arguments. So begin.
Go ahead, Trent.
Well, the debate is what's less acceptable. And at the end of the day, either one of these things is going to be a little time consuming. It's a hobby. If you like to watch wrestling, you might go to a wrestling match. You watch it, you read about it. It's a hobby, just like video games are a hobby. It's entertainment on both ends. But the thing is wrestling is on 2 hours once a week. There's a pay-per-view once a month. You know, it's over before you even really notice it. And it's something that you could sit there and watch with your kids and be done with. Video games, everyone's happened to everybody. You get sucked into them. You want to beat the final boss. You want to get to the next level. You want to beat this. You got to get to the next mission. And it's hard. And before you know it, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours have passed. You could waste a whole Saturday or Sunday doing it. I've done it. I mean, I've jumped on Red Dead Redemption 2 on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock and finished at 5 going, fuck, I had shit I wanted to do today, and I didn't even do it. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm in my closing argument.
Okay, go ahead.
So I had shit I wanted to do today, and I didn't get a chance to do it. I neglected responsibilities. It makes it easier to happen. If I was watching wrestling, it's over in 2 hours, and I'm off doing what I need to do. So if we're talking acceptable as an adult to do more adult things, wrestling provides that and makes it more acceptable. Plus, as an adult, more people have children. Those children like wrestling. You're probably going to find a lot more people that could talk to you about what happened on Monday Night Raw because they watch it with their kids than what happened in Call of Duty 2.
All right. First of all, Red Dead Redemption just came out about a month ago. So the fact that
it's not true. It came out like last October.
Okay. So a couple months ago. Okay. One month, 5 months. The fact that you played it, then you've done both. You've done the less acceptable thing. You've watched wrestling and you play video games. So I think this whole argument for you is out the window because you've done both. So you do both.
I just think it makes me more educated to speak on it. You've done neither. You just said you don't watch wrestling and you sometimes play Call of Duty with your kids.
This is my closing argument now. Okay. So, again, back to that. I think that, again, you know, playing video games, you know, Shram saying everybody plays it for, you know, 10 hours a day, that's not true. You can pick and choose how you want to play it. Just like you could pick and choose if you want to watch wrestling on demand every single day of the week, you can do that. You can also play a wrestling video game all night long if you wanted to. And you can have, at least with video games, you're not going to have like a room that has like posters and t-shirts and belts of all wrestling and people. So, you know, that's going to take up way more space. I think with video games, again, it's more of a bonding thing because you're at your home. You're not spending as much money. So if money's tight in your family,
why does this guy think we're going to Monday Night Raw every Monday?
Once again, this is my closing argument. I mean,
spending money. Do we go to a wrestling event every week?
Listen, this is my closing argument. You keep forgetting that. So again, regardless though, if you're going to pay for pay per view, if you're going to pay for anything, you spend a lot more money on wrestling. I think it's a bigger. I think you could learn a lot more, and I think wrestling is definitely less acceptable.
Wow, that was a lot to take in. I really enjoyed it. These guys go back battling years when we work together, whether it be talking about movies, sports, or just really just arguing about anything. So yeah, this is a lot of fun. First off, Jamie, are you swiping right now?
Sorry.
Somebody here is using Tinder on the screen. First, video games. I really like the fact that you can get fine motor skills. You can learn while you're playing the video games. You know, sometimes those are muscles and you don't really use. I love the fact the bonding with the family, because I remember growing up being able to, play video games with my dad. I remember playing NCAA football and Madden 98 on Super Nintendo, and it's pretty cool. But I do hate the fact that it can get you to the point that you're neglecting your family when you're obsessed and you're like, oh, I gotta beat this game, gotta get to the next level. And with wrestling, I do like the fact that Tram did bring it up as a soap opera, because some men, I'm sure, watch soap operas, but they enjoy the fact of that too, because they're enthralled in the storylines. Now, I remember when I watched it, it was the best part about it. And I love the fact that he just kept honing into how entertaining it is for the family, like everybody get involved in it, and it's a fun thing to do. But I do hate the violence that it does teach kids. At a young age, you do see a man hit a woman. There are some bad messages that do come through the television. So my verdict, I do have to side with Shram that video games are less acceptable.
Woo!
I think Shram was sweating that one out.
That fucking shit was intense.
No, both of them I don't do anymore, but I just think playing video games, just there's a lot worse things to be involved in that. I think wrestling, you know, more people can enjoy, and it's something that you can bring your family involved into. So that's what it is. That's my verdict. And don't be like what you got, you know, you do to other judges. You won, obviously, but no questioning me.
I'm not.
Well, why would he question you?
He won.
He won.
No, trust me, I'm good with it.
He was about to question you. Like I could see it.
I know. He was looking pissed when I talked. Yeah. But there is violence in wrestling.
So because you judged, I guess that means I got to take over what you would normally do right now. And that's where I would turn to Jamie and say, Jamie, how do you feel? It doesn't matter how you feel.
Wow.
Now keep going. What I do at the end.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review, rate, and share our podcast. Follow us on Twitter at We Like to Debate, on Instagram at It's Debatable Pod, and check out our new website at itsdebatablepod.com. Good night.